Paul, tell us a bit about yourself.
I work in just an office, 20 surveyors office, and just 9-to-5 job really. Outdoors, like I was, we're into cycling and stuff like that, and that's really how I got it involved. Once the Giro come over, I signed up to it just to sort of get more involved in these sort of events. So that was a baptism there of fire on that one. Team leader and stuff. So it's just good to get out and, meet people and go to different places, really.
And what are your other passions? What do you like to do in your free time?
Bit of hill walking, but I'm doing a lot of gardening work at home, so just it's hard at the moment to really go near anywhere, sort of at the moment. A bit risky, just keep around the house and take a wee dog for a walk and stuff.
And you already mentioned, but could you tell more about the first time you volunteered with Volunteer Now?
First time, I think it was a couple of years ago when the Giro arrived. Where it visited Belfast, and just up the road from us. That was good. A lot of skills learned, like the radios and just communicating with the teams and see how busy it actually does be when you're a team leader. It was good. Yeah, I was met plenty of them people. I'm still in contact with them that I met back probably 5 or 6 years ago, roughly. Yeah, so it was good. Yeah.
How did you decide to like get involved? What's motivating you?
Just to do something else other than just your normal job, I think, rather than being stuck in Uri, you get to meet sort of all the people and you get away to Portrush and for the golf and just a whole big variety of different things, really. It's good for the mind as well, just to be out and about.
Good. And do you have any funny stories or any interesting stories from your experience of volunteering?
Getting to some of the events is quite hard to get to. I didn't have a car early on the first couple of years. So you're like at the golfing, it near took me like a half a day really to get there, buses and trains and walking and trying to thumb lift and different things. But oh, great memories as well. Like,
Is there anything else you would like to add? Some word of advice or like encouragement?
I think a lot of people should do it, especially at the moment down in Cregavon. You're meeting all sort of people, and it's just people that you're helping when you're volunteering. They're just thanking you all the time, and they're grateful for any help we can give them. Welcoming people and make sure when they leave the event, they're happy with everything, and it's just creates a good touristy feeling or something. I know people go away and think, oh, that was a great event, Northern Ireland's put a good event on, they'll come back again and tell people about it. Just be friendly to people and get friendly people back to you. It's great,
And are you volunteering in Cregavon at vaccination center?
Started there mid, when was that, mid-January.
Right.
But it's hard enough, so because of my job, I try and do it every other weekend, and then if Raquel rings me up, I'll doing another shift. So I'm back down Sunday or this Saturday. So it's, you liked it to be busy, but not too busy now. But it's everybody, I've met people there that I haven't met, like students that I was in university with 20 years ago. You bump into them first time in 20 years. Yeah, so that's, I met one last Saturday. He's living in Dublin, but he must have been able to get the vaccine up here. So it's good to see people.
Yeah, that's great how volunteering keeps people connected even 20 years apart. That's just
Yeah.
great.